بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أشارف شيخ أول هذا الشيخ حكيم محمد اقتطاف نور الله مرقده. The title is شان گل ننگ خار ہوتی ہے. جب خدا پر نثار ہوتی ہے, جب خدا پر نثار ہوتی ہے, زندگی پر بہار ہوتی ہے, زندگی پر بہار ہوتی ہے. جرم غفلت کی مرتکب ہو کر, جرم غفلت کی مرتکب ہو کر, زندگی بے قرار ہوتی ہے, جب خدا پر نثار ہوتی ہے, زندگی پر بہار ہوتی ہے. صحبت اہل دل کی برکت سے, صحبت اہل دل کی برکت سے, ہر کلی گل عذار ہوتی ہے, ہر کلی گل عذار ہوتی ہے, جب خدا پر نثار ہوتی ہے, زندگی پر بہار ہوتی ہے. کون رخصت ہوا گلے مل کے, کون رخصت ہوا گلے مل کے, ہر کلی اشک بار ہوتی ہے, ہر کلی اشک بار ہوتی ہے, جب خدا پر نثار ہوتی ہے, زندگی پر بہار ہوتی ہے. روح اخلاص گر نہیں شامل, روح اخلاص گر نہیں شامل, یاد حق کا روبار ہوتی ہے, یاد حق کا روبار ہوتی ہے, جب خدا پر نثار ہوتی ہے, زندگی پر بہار ہوتی ہے. ان کی ناراضگی سے اے اختر, ان کی ناراضگی سے اے اختر, شان گل ننگ خار ہوتی ہے, شان گل ننگ خار ہوتی ہے. صحبت اہل دل کی برکت سے ہر کلی گل عذار ہوتی ہے, جب خدا پر نثار ہوتی ہے, زندگی پر بہار ہوتی ہے, جب خدا پر نثار ہوتی ہے, زندگی پر بہار ہوتی ہے.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد, this beautiful honorable bayan of our illustrious Dada Shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullahi Alayhi Rahmatan Wasiyan, the Rumi of the time, Hazrat explains very beautifully in this bayan, which is put in poetic form and beautifully rendered by Bhai Ajaz, that on this path towards the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a person has to be very, very cautious. As the title of this poem, Ya Shani Gul Nange Khar Hoti Hai, that the splendor of a beautiful rose will turn into a thorn. If a person is not careful in treading this path towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the moment he becomes unmindful, then this beautiful rose will turn like become like a thorn and totally lose its value. So Hazrat explained, in order to get the value and to get this close proximity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, jab khuda par nisar hoti hai, zindagi pur bahar hoti hai. When a person sacrifices his life for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in other words, everything he sacrifices for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as we learn in the dua of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam, which Allah ta'ala mentions in the Quran Kareem, inna salati wa nusuki wa mahyaya wa mamati lillahi rabbil alameen, that verily all my ibadat, the main ibadat salah, but all my ibadat, wa nusuki, all my sacrifices, whatever I do, my loving and dying, I should be loving for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is in the happiness and pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I should be dying, in other words, sacrificing my nafs and my desires for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When a person works towards this, makes this intention, attend the majalis of the Ahlullah and practice upon what we are taught, then Hazrat explains, zindagi pur bahar hoti hai. Then that person's life becomes full of splendor, full of enjoyment, like all the time he's living in spring, beautiful gardens, etc. His life will be like that, so enjoyable. In other words, the condition of his heart. Outwardly you might see even a pious servant of Allah might be going through sicknesses, might be going through some difficulties in the family, accident, but in their heart they are in different splendor. They are connected with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As a pious servant mentioned so beautifully, Ham mutmain baiti hai ya Rab, to hakim bhi hai, hakim bhi hai. That, oh Allah, we are sitting totally contented. Whatever condition you put us in, oh Allah, you are not just that hakim, that ruler, that stern ruler, that just passes a law, but you are hakim. Your law is full of wisdom, and whatever you do for us is only full of wisdom. So the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when they have sacrificed their life, their hearts for Allah, they have got firm tawakkul and conviction, and they are submitting totally towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And on this path now Hazrat reminds us, you have to be very, very careful. Jurme ghaflat ki murtakib hokar zindagi beqarar hoti hai. That the crime of ghaflat, unmindfulness, if a person is unmindful while treading the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also, we are unmindful in not controlling our gazes, etc., and not being punctual in our zikr, etc., then your life becomes restless again. You don't feel ease, and then you say you're going through depression. Your life is not easy. You don't know what is happening. And as our Honorable Hazrat Maulana Abdul Hamid Sahib Dawam Barakatuh has taught us, that in dunya, if a person is unmindful, what harm it causes. The whole family, everything is upset. For example, Hazrat gives a beautiful example. If there are visitors, they are coming home, important visitors, and now the family, the wife decides that just before they enter, we want to give them hot samosas. And now you hear the phone that they are not far away. She put the frying pan on the stove. The oil is also in there. It's boiling. But just one unmindfulness, instead of putting the handle on the inside of the stove, she kept it on the outside of the stove. And now that the samosas about to be put in that pan, and that oil is sizzling now, and the small child, 2-3 year old, came and hold that frying pan, and all that boiling oil fell onto him. Now that enjoyable occasion turned into disaster. That child has to be rushed to hospital. Nobody was going to be worrying about the samosas. This is one ghaflat that causes harm in our dunya. Ghaflat in our deen will cause harm in our iman also. That's what who we mix with, the type of people we sit, etc. Especially in this time and age, just unmindful, let me think, oh, let me just listen to this person's bayan on YouTube, or let me just read through this kitab. But that mindset comes into a person, and he puts a person into a restless state of mind. So very, very important, Hazrat explains, that to be saved from this ghaflat, sohbat ahl dil ki barkat se, halkali gul azar hoti hai. That was the barakat of the company of the Ahl-e Dil, those people who got hearts. Everybody has got a heart. But dear Hazrat explains, like beautifully our Dara Shaykh has given another example. He says that there are many insects that have got wings, but only a moth is called parwana. A fly also has got wings, but the fly is not called, it's not named after the wing. The parwana, the moth, is named after the wings because that moth flies high into the light. Where it sees light, it flies high. And a fly, not appreciating its wings, it flies into dirt and filth, etc. So exactly the same with the company or those people who have appreciated their hearts. They are called Ahl-e Dil. They have put the love of Allah Ta'ala in their heart. And when you sit in their company, in their sohbat, and connect your heart to them, the barakat of that is, you'll see every bud now becomes thousands of beautiful flowers. In other words, your life becomes enjoyable, enlightened. Kaun rukhsat hua gale milke, har gali ashbar hoti hai. And when such a great pious personality now goes by and leaves the gathering, and sadly we leave this world, then a person thinks, who is that who has just embraced us just now and now left this gathering? That Ahl-e Dil, one of the great pious servants of Allah, that every bud you see is just tears are flowing down. That who has left this honorable gathering? So we should appreciate the company of the Ahlullah. While they are with us, we should be attending their gatherings, and not just attending. Most important, connecting our hearts today. Allah give me tawfiq first of all, and all of us, to realize that we should connect our hearts in such a way that we remain firm on the spot of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Otherwise, Hazrat mentions here very, very beautiful, what is the ruh? What is the ruh of the spot towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And the ruh of life, ruh ikhlas gar nahi shamil, yaad haq karubar hoti hai. If the soul of sincerity is not encompassed in the spark towards the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then it just becomes like a business. Also, Allah ta'ala save me, the biggest one that is caught in the trap, that we give big, big bayans also, but as an entertainment. And we are trying to get customers, that people must be attracted and get connected to me, become my murid, so I can take something out of his pocket, etc. Allah Ta'ala save me and all of us. We should realize, and this rule of ikhlas, the sincerity, this is just the starting point. Hazrat Mawlana Zakariya Sahab Rahmatullah Alayhi has mentioned, the starting point of tasawwuf is tasheeh and niyat. That correcting your intention, that is ikhlas. And then the end where you will reach finally ihsan, that is this all the time in the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq and understanding to realize that every action of ours, every moment, we should be correcting our intention. And the more we gain the marifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more we'll realize that what is it to think and look at others, look at their pockets, or look at any type of fame, when what can they give you? Allahu Akbar. Hazrat explains so beautifully that if a person does anything for Abdus Sattar, and Allah Ta'ala, you go to Allah Ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah and expect reward, Allah Ta'ala will say, go to Abdus Sattar, you did it for him. Where? And where can he is a slave himself, where can he give us anything? So this reality is for myself and all of us to realize that all the time, the soul, the life of ikhlas in our actions, that will bring life in our actions. Otherwise, our actions outwardly, it will look very nice, it will look very attractive, but in reality, it's just like a business. And Allah Ta'ala save us. Today we see even in the field of tasawwuf, in many fields of deen, it is just becoming a business. And people just want to open shop. So Allah Ta'ala save us all to realize that this is not just opening a business. This is a reality that first it has to come into our heart. If ikhlas is not in our heart, how we are going to distribute? And this takes years and years to come. Effort of whole life. we have to continue and all the time be worried and begging Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness. Otherwise, Hazrat reminds us, unki naraazgi se akhtar shaane gul nange khar hoti hai. This was the title of the poem that Hazrat says that in this path, if the moment Allah Ta'ala becomes unhappy with us, and when Allah Ta'ala becomes unhappy, Hazrat's beautiful poem also, a pious servant mentions, اپنے قرب کا مزا چکالے پھر کبھی رنج دوری میں نہ کر مبتلا. That oh Allah, give us that taste of your closeness and then never ever let us suffer the pain of being distant from you. In other words, the moment a person is unmindful and gets caught up in sin and doesn't make tawbah istighfar immediately or as soon as possible, then that person, Hazrat addressing himself, but this is Hazrat's humbleness and a great lesson for myself and all of us to learn, that person who might have been a beautiful rose, who has been guiding people, but just one unmindfulness, and Allah Ta'ala became unhappy, then that person's whole life turns around. That beautiful rose now becomes like a thorn, like a very, very scary thorn also. So Allah Ta'ala save us and make us understand the reality of the path towards the love of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala save me and all of us through the barakah of our Shaykh of unmindfulness, and grant us the true ikhlas, and let us even get a glimpse of ihsan.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Our Maulana Yunus Patel Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, further in his letter, wrote to Hazrat when we were travelling with Hazrat in Turkey to Konya, and because of his heart condition, he could not accompany the group. So he wrote to Hazrat this letter. So he writes further, Hazrat Wala, aapki ruhani mawaiz, oh Hazrat, your mawaiz, your bayans, which are full of spirit and ruh, there is matter, it's filled with goodness all the time. Aapki nurani surat, your beautiful form, full of nur, your face. Aapki haseen sirat, your beautiful character. Aapka dard o soz mein duba hua lehja. And when you speak, then that's the tone of your voice, which we can make out has got the great pain of how can people reform themselves, and also it has got the great love of Allah Ta'ala. Aapka anwar wa ma'arifat, se chalakta hua dil, ruh ko tarpata hai. And aapka anwar wa ma'arifat, and the anwar, the plural of nur, and your ma'arifat, which is overflowing all the time, it makes our ruh become restless all the time when we listen to you. Aur dil ko garmata hai, and it warms our hearts very much. Aapne apno ko aur ghairo ko asir kar diya. You made your own and you made those who were against you also. You made them your captives. They became your slaves by your beautiful words and your beautiful ways. Hazrat Wala, main jab aapki sifat par gaur karta hoon, further he says, Hazrat, when I think about your qualities aur apne aap ko is aina mein dekhta hoon, and I see myself in your mirror. Al-mu'min, mir'atul mu'min. A mu'min is a mirror of another mu'min. We should see ourselves considering other people, what good qualities they've got. And so many people, mashallah, their namazes, we see how beautiful, long, long namazes they make, how beautiful, long, long sajdas they make, how their concentration is, somebody's character, somebody's kindness, somebody's softness, all these things, we should see ourselves in there. And we should take a lesson from there. So, wallah, apne aap ko puri makhlooq mein sabse kamtar. Then he says, by Allah, I realize myself to be in all the creation to be the lowest. Kamina khaslat. And the person with the worst habits. Battar aur fasik paata hoon. The worst and the most open sinner I find myself to be. Ek fisad bhi apne andar wo kamalat nahi paata. Even 1%, I don't find those qualities which I see in you, O my Shaykh. Jo kisi ahle dir arif billah muttabi sunnat ke khalifa mein hona chahe. Those qualities which should be in a person who is a khalifa of a person who is an arif of Allah and who is muttabi sunnat, So those qualities should come in the Khalifa also. But I don't find that in me at all whatsoever. Jawab. Hazrat's reply to this, Ye ihsan min jumla halat rafi'a se hai mubarak baad. This realization of yours, this is also from amongst very high qualities. May Allah bless you and increase you in this and give barakat. Further he writes, Hazrat wala, umeed hai ki aap gustakhi maaf farmayenge. Hazrat, I hope you will excuse me. Magar kya kahun, ashbark aankhon se aur sooze jigar se likh raha hoon. But I am writing with tears in my eyes and with a heart that is restless. He writes Hazrat's poem. One of Hazrat's poem is writing to Hazrat. We'll just go through the poem. Poochunga main us sokhta jahan se ye ba adab. I will ask that sokhta jahan se, that life that is restless. I will ask that life with great adab. Ham tishna labo ko bhi pilayega pilayega jam kab. That we who are thirsty, our lips are dry, we are thirsty, when will you give us also to drink of that wine of the love of Allah which you have got in you? When are you going to give us also that love? Kuch raaz bata mujhko bhi e cha ke gareba. Also tell me also some secrets, O person whose kurta, this collar is just left open. In other words, he's not concerned of his outward condition. He's connected with Allah Ta'ala. What has made you like that? Some of that secrets which you have got, please inform me also of those secrets. E damanetar damanetar ashke rawa zulfe parishan. Oh, that person whose lap, whose cloth is wet with the tears of the eyes, and the tears are flowing from the eyes, or the hair is disheveled. In other words, outwardly you can see this person seems to be in distress, but he's in great love with Allah Ta'ala and he's pouring his heart out to Allah Ta'ala. Kiske liye darya tari aankho se rawa hai? For whose sake is this? Are these eyes flowing with the with a river of water? This is just the tears are just flowing. May Allah also give us eyes that can shed tears in the love of Allah and in the fear of Allah, and also remembering our gunas and our sins and asking forgiveness. May Allah make it that our eyes are not dry, but the tears can flow from the eyes. Kiske liye peeri mein bhi tu rashke jawan hai? For who is it that even in your old age you are the envy of the young people? Young people also envy you, though in your old age. This love of Allah Ta'ala is such a thing that makes a person like that. Kiske liye lab par ye tera aahu fuga hai? For who is it that on your tongue all the time is this crying and sighing towards Allah Ta'ala? All the time I can see from your lips also your du'as which you make. And when Hazrat should make du'a, it was just something out of this world. How Hazrat's whole body should shake and he should make du'a. Kis bark se uthta hai ye nasheeman se du'a hai? From which lightning has this, the lightning, which nest of the bird did it hit? And from there, the smoke is rising. In other words, that lightning of the love of Allah, when it hits the heart, and then that person's condition, what it becomes. May Allah, out of His kindness, bless us all with this. He kis nigaah paak ka tere jigar mein teer, on whose pure eyes have got has shot this arrow into your heart. That is Allah Ta'ala. May Allah Ta'ala make us these. وَيَهْدِي إِلَيْهِ مَنْ يُنِيمُ. Whom Allah Ta'ala makes inclined towards Him, that person realizes this. May Allah give us one fisad, a little bit of this love of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. ایک خلق ہوئی جاتی ہے جس درد کی اسیر. That one whole creation, so many people are going mad after you. Hazrat Wala himself, how everywhere where he should go, whole kafla, whole groups and groups of people all going behind him. What was this? And then Hazrat Maulana Yunus Sahib Rahmatullah Ali writes, Hazrat Walaki Ash'ar, these are the poems of Hazrat. In the reply, Hazrat says, Ye Ash'ar agarche hamare hai. Though this poem is my poem, I wrote it. Magar aapke qalam se laziz se alaz ho gaye. But since you have written it, it was delicious, but now it has become even more delicious. More I am enjoying it now since you have written it, and in fact that this is the quality which was in Maulana. So what Hazrat wanted must come in the murid, that had come in him, and therefore he wrote it. Next, Hazrat Maulana Yunus Patel Sahib Rahmatullah Ali writes, حضرت والا یہ سالکین کا قافلہ جو کل آپ تک پہنچ رہا ہے اور حضرت this group which will be reaching you tomorrow. In other words, he wrote the letter one day before and he had given it to one of the person in the group, and this group that was going to join Hazrat in Turkey, that who will reach you, اور جن کو آپ کی رفاقت ترکی اور انگلینڈ کے سفر کی ہوگی, and who will be joining you in this journey of Turkey and England. کتنا خوش نصیب قافلہ ہے. How fortunate is not this group. اگرچہ دل کو احکر مطمئن کیے ہوئے ہے. Though I have consoled myself and I have said to myself کہ عشق کے راہ میں غم بھی اور فراق بھی سہنا پڑتا ہے. That in this path of the love of Allah Ta'ala you have to tolerate the sorrow of being separated also at times. That also you have to tolerate. غم بھی اور فراق بھی سہنا پڑتا ہے. You have to tolerate and be content, peace to be separated also. اور سالک کو ہر حال میں راضی برضا رہنا چاہیے. And a person who is walking this path towards Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, in all conditions he must be content with whatever Allah has decreed. Though Maulana was supposed to join this whole group, but he had sudden heart problems and therefore he could not join. Magar phir bhi dil mein ek qisam ki ghutan hai. But then too in my heart I've got that little bit sorrow, that little bit sadness I've got in my heart. Ki ye mere gunaon ke paadash aur saza hai. That why I am not allowed to join, this is a punishment of my sins. That is why. This is how a person should feel. May Allah Ta'ala give us all these qualities, inshallah. Or at least some of these qualities. جس نے آپ کی مبارک صحبت سے محروم کر دیا. It is gunas of mine which has made me, which has deprived me of your blessed company. اللهم ارحمني بترك المعاصي ولا تشقني بمعصيتك. Oh Allah, there is a dua, sunnah dua. Oh Allah, have mercy upon me in giving up sin, and do not make me a hard-hearted person, a person whose heart has become stone because of gunas. Gunas makes a person's condition like that. In reply, Hazrat writes, یہ احساس علامات مقبولان بارگاہ حق سے ہے. This realization of yours are clear signs of those people who are accepted in the court of Allah تبارک و تعالی. تقبل اللہ تعالی ندامتکم. May Allah accept the sorrow of yours that you could not be with us and you could not join us. May Allah bless us all with qualities, and that is the main thing, the qualities of the heart, that they come into us. May Allah bless us with all these qualities, inshallah.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadi alladhina istafa amma ba'd. Friends, after listening to the kitab now, I'm just realizing that I haven't even put foot into the first grade of this field of traversing towards the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is something very, very great. Even the journey towards it, I haven't started. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through the barakat of our Shaykh, open up our hearts and let us realize our folly and let us make amends. Last night, I was sitting with a few friends. Alhamdulillah, Ijtima is taking place in Benoni, so everywhere that the atmosphere. One alim was giving a talk and he started his talk by saying that if somebody has to ask us what is the summary of life, then what will we answer? What is the summary of life? Then what will we answer? Asked everybody, if kindly, he said that the summary of life is death, and we'll stand in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that I am pleased. Imagine a person coming there, making mehnat in his whole life. He built this empire, and he built that empire, and he had this, and he had that, and everything, he had everything going. But if he came into the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that you just haven't made the grade, Allah save us, then what will be a condition of a person? Person will suffer eternal doom. Person will be in problem all the time. And outwardly, if a person in this world had absolutely nothing, and like how he said now, chaat gireban, that the collar buttons were also open, outwardly it seemed like the person had nothing, person didn't have any direction in life, but it came in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that I am happy with you. Then this is the summary of life. And now to bring this into us, that how will we achieve this, then there's only one way. And that is the way of the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And how to get it? Main batau ye milta hai kahan se? Our dada shaykh rahmatullah alaihi says, that must I tell you where you'll find this? You'll find this in the company of the Ahlullah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says it very, very clearly, that kunu ma'as sadiqeen, stay in the company of the pious. And like we have been taught again and again, that how long must we stay with the pious? How long must we stay with them? Hatta takunu mislahum, until you become like them. Because if you're not going to stay in this company, example is given time and again, that a glass of water, if it is taken and put into the fridge, it's going to become cold. And if it's put into a freezer, it's going to freeze up, it's going to become ice. The same water, if it's taken on put onto the stove, is going to start boiling. So the company that we are going to keep, that is what is going to rub off onto us. Like that, if a person does not stay in the company of pious, a boy proposes to get married to a girl. Everything, you say that, no, he's got good habits, he's like this, he's got very good habits, he goes to the masjid, he reads his salah, and whatever the case may be. But he's got the habit of whenever you see him, he's sitting on the street corners, he's got company like this, he's got company like that. Immediately, the girl's party will become apprehensive. And they say that if he's got company like this, he must be having some of these habits as well. So the type of company we are going to keep, that is what is going to, that is where we're going to be categorized. That is what is how we're going to be looked at. So friends, this life that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with, Allah has given us for that purpose, that we should acquire the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we should fulfill that summary of life, that when we come into the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be pleased with us. Otherwise, in one of the bayans of our illustrious Shaykh Hazrat Wala says that if that the islah was not made, then a person will give 3 talaq to his wife. And after that, he will try and justify. He will live in haram. Why? He's worried about society. He's worried about what people are going to say. He's worried about now what is going to happen. Why? Islah wasn't made. He didn't choose the company of the righteous ones. He didn't bring that righteousness into his life. He didn't bring the object of life, he hasn't realized. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clearly says that, do you think that we've just created you without any purpose? We've created you just in tomfoolery, that there's no object to life, that you're not going to come back to us. Why is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala posing this question? That all the time this must be at the back of our mind. We must be, alam ya'lam bi anna Allah yara. Don't you realize that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ever watchful over you? Whether you do something good, whether you do something bad, good actions, bad actions, what actions, whatever it is, anything and everything, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is fully aware. This is what we have to bring into our life, to become Allah conscious, that whatever I am doing, I am doing a business deal, or I am in public life, I am in private life, what is it that will make my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala happy? What is it that when I come in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah can say that you have passed. Allah can say that I am happy with you. Allah can say you can go on. Now it is just eternal bliss and eternal pleasure for you. What is it that will make my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala happy? This is the summary of life. That everywhere we should be conscious. We should bring this Allah consciousness into our life. We should be all the time in that thought. And anything and everything that a person does, any action, whatever he may be doing, there's only one of two results. Either it will be pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or displeasing. Either it will be a good action, or it's going to be a bad action. Yeah, whatever. If it's good, it's going to make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala happy. And then even our good actions, it's got to be in conformity to the teachings of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that also we will have to learn from those who have already understood it. And if we are going to try and practice upon sunnah, like how it was in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is the ideal, which is that we should have in our hearts, that if it was possible, then I would have also travelled by camel, and I would have also done this, and I would have also whatever. But in this day and age, if it's not possible, then let us try and practice upon the sunnah like is taught to us by the Ahlullah, like is taught to us by the Akabirin. This is the sum total of life, that when we will come into the company, then their righteousness will wear off onto us, and then we will start do action, we will start doing actions that will be pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and thus Allah consciousness will come into us. One time, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala, who? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's father-in-law, the first person to be given the title of Amirul Mu'mineen. What a great person. Many a time that his opinion was loved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and wahi came down in conformity to his opinion, to his suggestions. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala, the second khalif of Islam, and the second khalif of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he's asking another sahabi, that what is taqwa? What is, I'm talking about myself, as Hazrat Hakim Sahib rahmatullah alayhi used to say, that my ears are closest to my mouth. That before my voice is even reaching you, it's got to reach my ears, reaching to my heart. So Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala asking, what is taqwa? He said, O Amirul Mu'mineen, tell me, that if you're walking through a area with a lot of shrubs and thorny bushes, etc., and you've got on fine clothing, how will you pass through? He said, that I will gather my clothes and pass through very, very carefully, that my clothes mustn't get caught up into the shrubs, it mustn't get ripped, it mustn't get torn, etc., it mustn't get tangled in those bushes. He said, well, this is taqwa. This is how we got to lead our lives. That in all the temptations of the world, in whatever there is, we got to lead our life that we are traveling a journey. We are traveling towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are traveling towards qabr. We are traveling towards maut. That each and every in this world, everything can be denied. You will get a person who will deny the existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wal-ayyadu billah. You will say that I am agnostic, I am atheist, I do not believe in the existence of a deity. You will get people who will deny the coming of messengers. You will get people who will deny angels. You will get people who will deny everything. But mort is such a thing, death is such a thing, that nobody can deny. This is what has got to come into our life. That all the time we must be prepared and going, that we are traveling this journey. Bahlul Dana, the very, very intelligent Bahlul, in the court of Harun Rashid, he had open permission to come and go whenever he wanted. One time he came when Harun Rashid was in session with all his ministers, etc., and he was discussing some important affairs of government. Bahlul came in. Harun became a bit annoyed, and he said that, oh Bahlul, you come in, you just barge in here, you are so stupid, take this stick or whatever he had in his hand, and keep it by you as a token of your stupidity. You don't know etiquette, you don't know anything, you just barge in here. Bahlul, being a pious person, being a very, very Allah conscious person, didn't take any offense. And he took it and he went away. When Harun was very, very ill, and everybody thought that this was his terminal illness, he's going to leave the world, then again Bahlul came there. He came with the same token, the same stick, the same wand in his hand. And he asked Harun, and he said, Harun, tell me that in this world when you used to travel on your hunting trips, when you used to go to the different provinces of the country to check on the affairs of government, etc., what preparation you used to make? When you used to go, then what you used to do? He said, no, the preparation used to take place from long beforehand. You used to see the inns where you're going to stay the night. There must be water, there must be facilities for sleeping, there must be food, the fruit, etc., security, etc., all those things. He said, oh Harun, now you are going on a very, very long journey. You are leaving from this dunya, from this temporary life. You are going into on a very, very long safar. What provision have you? What preparation have you made? And then when Harun rubbed his hand and he said, alas, I have made no preparation. I haven't sent any provision ahead. And these were the Ahlullah, these are pious people. And he's saying that I haven't made any preparation. Then Bahlul took out the token and said, well, you said I must give it to somebody who I find more stupid than me. Then I find you very, very stupid that in the very, very temporary travels of this world, you made so much preparation. But for a long and eternal journey towards Akhirah, you made no preparation. Then who can be more stupid than you? And that is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us. وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورِ That the life of this world is only a box of deception. Deception, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, traveling to the bazaar, through the bazaar, somebody selling a heap of dates, khajur, put his hand into it and found the better quality of the khajur at the bottom. Said, what is this? Said, no, some rain came, the khajur got wet, so I put the better quality on top. He said, man ghashana falaysa minna. Those who deceive, they're not from amongst us. And who can be a bigger deceiver than shaitan? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, inna shaitana lakum aduwwun mubeen. Shaitan is your open enemy. We have to bring this in our life all the time. The shaitan is our open enemy. And alam ya'lam bi anna Allah yara, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ever watchful over us, whether we do good, whether we do bad. And whatever we do should always be in preparation for that life which has to come, which is eternal, which is unending. The summary of life, that we stand in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that, yes, I am pleased with you. Yes, I am happy. Whatever in this world, life can pass in which, with whatever condition, in whichever way. But true success and the summary is that when we come there in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that I am happy with you. So this is what we have to bring into our life. This Allah consciousness. And this you will get in the company of the Ahlullah. This you will get. Otherwise, a person will do a deal, a business deal. He will think that nobody knows. Absolutely, yeah, I am. That he has brought the stock which has fallen off the truck, and I will sign the check and pay him. And who is going to come to know? Then jo tu chupke karta hai, ahle jahan se, koi dekhta hai tujhe aasman se. That which you are hiding and doing from the gazes of people, that way which you are doing in solitude and you are alone, then remember that some being is watchful over you. This is the summary of life. This is how we have to tread our life. This is what Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu is saying, that I will gather my clothing, that it mustn't get ripped in the shrubs, it mustn't get ripped in those in those thorns, that all the temptations of this world, whenever it comes before me, our Dada Shaykh rahmatullah alayhi used to say, "Woh samne aage, tum nabina hoge." So woh samne se hat gaye, toh phir bina ho gaye. That the occasion came where I can take this the pleasure of lustful glances. Then at that time we remember that يَعْلَمُ خَائِنَةَ الْأَعْيُنِ وَمَا تُخْفِي الصُّدُورِ, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is well aware of every glance that you cast, every gaze that you are casting, every thought that is going through your mind. That also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is well aware. That our Dada Shaykh said, مَنْ جَهَابِ رَهُ جِسْ فِزَا مِنْ رَهُ تَقْوَى مِنْ سَلَامَتْ رَهِ. That wherever I may be, جِسْ فِزَا مِنْ رَهُ, I can be on the land, I can be travelling by bus, I can be travelling by train, I can be travelling in a taxi, I can be travelling on the surface of the oceans, in the ship, I can be in the air, I can be in the aeroplane where there are those hostesses. میں جس فضا میں رہوں تقوا میرا سلامت رہے. That my taqwa must always remain intact. That I must always be Allah conscious. That koi dekhta hai tujhe aasma se, that some being is watchful over you. That alam ya'lam bi anna Allah yara, don't you take heed and cognizance that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is aware. Whatever we are doing, that doesn't mean that I am now the breadwinner, and because I am the breadwinner, I am the king of the house, I can do as I please, I can speak to whoever I want to, I am the teacher in the class, I can to consider feelings of others. That one day I will have to stand in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If I am going to be like this or like that to others, then how will I fare in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? This is the sum total of life, this is the summary of life, that we come on the day of Qiyamah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be pleased with us. Allah bless me with understanding first of all, give me tawfiq of practicing, thereafter everybody else.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Nahmaduhu wa nasalli ala rasulil kareem. Amma ba'd. Alhamdulillah, we all know that inshallah this coming weekend will be our Isra'i Jalsa. Mashallah, many brothers have made efforts in the different areas to create an awareness among the brothers of the importance of Islam. Firstly, in our own lives it must come that we must realize the importance of our Islam, of our reformation, and going out, speaking about it, inshallah this creates more fikr and concern within ourselves. So alhamdulillah, in the different areas where we got karguzaris, where brothers have made a great effort, mashallah, the Cape Town brothers, as always, they always have given, put a lot of effort, they always have this fikr and concern, they'll phone us from Cape Town, they'll send us their karguzaris, they send it by email. They've always made very great, even though the numbers are very small there, but mashallah, you can see from the brothers there, they've got great jazbah and great desire for spreading the message. So they've made the effort, all the masajid, different masajid they went to. They're not much ulama amongst them, but still too, they went to all the different masajid, and they put up the posters, they gave the bayanat, etc. Here in our area also, from the Natal area, we haven't got much, only the North Coast has sent us a karguzari of the efforts they had made there. and they went to all the masajid, etc. They had all the Jummah programs taking place, and at night programs also in different areas. They had taken the help of the ulama-i kiram and given a dawah to it. In our area, the Transvaal, the old Gauteng area, mashallah, many areas, the brothers in the last monthly majlis, they gave us some of the karguzaris, but thereafter there was no follow up also. We humbly request the brothers again before the Islahi Jalsa on the Yawmul Ahad morning, reports will be taken, to please send us exactly what effort had been made. But what little bit we know, that in the Johannesburg area, mashallah, many masjids that we went to, we visited, and in Asia also, we went there, different masjids we went to, alhamdulillah, the posters were up, and the brothers were given, they were already given da'wat. Many of the ulama were met, mashallah, Marana Zaid and them, when we went there, the different ulama we met, they already knew about the Islahi Jalsa because effort was made already. And many of them, inshallah, they given intention to come for the Islahi Jalsa. So they met all the brothers in Johannesburg also. Mashallah, the brothers there made fikr and effort. They called the ulama from Azadville, and then for about 5 or 6 different masajid in the last Jummah, they had programs all over, and they requested actually. And they also there, because there's not so many, they are ulama, they did use their ulama also. Many other masajid, but they wanted more help and assistance, so they called the other ulama. Then Rasulullah brothers, alhamdulillah, they also made good effort. This week they called Muna Ridwan. He went there also on Yomul Jumu'ah. He had a ladies program in the afternoon. In the night time also there was a program in the one Jamaat Khana there. And generally this Jamaat Khana is not, the brothers there, they're not normally given such bayan, such programs. Normally whenever we go for programs, we always go to the main masjid areas. This masjid is normally left out. Maybe a Jummah program is done there. So alhamdulillah, there was a very good attendance there also. The brothers appreciated the bayan which took place there. So alhamdulillah, this is some of the efforts which have taken place. And there's a need still for much more effort. There's still a few days left. So we shouldn't get relaxed, take it easy now. Still too, there are many masajid, unfortunately. The brothers do not know in those areas that the Islahi Jalsa are taking place. So we should try to speed up our efforts, increase our efforts. Make sure that the message reaches everybody. And the most preferable is if a one-to-one da'wah is given. The person gives da'wah one-to-one. Whoever we meet, whichever person we meet, encourage the brother. This is a very, very effective way. And ask the brother. In our areas, try to make arrangements. MashaAllah, we see from Durban, Mufti Yusuf Desai, he's arranged a bus for 50 or 60 seater bus. And he's requested the brothers, whoever wants to come, they must try to come. So inshallah, they will be trying to come with the bus if they get the required numbers. So they've made effort in their area. We see that in Peter Marisburg, mashallah, they've made effort. The blind, in the blind madrasa, last year also, mashallah, they came, and this year also, inshallah, 8 of them will be coming with 2 ustads. So these are blind people, physically blind. And mashallah, their hearts are spiritually open. They are coming for the Islam, for the reformation. So mashallah, Marana Amita and them, they've made great effort there also. They phone to say that inshallah, this Jamaat will be coming. We must make special intizam for them, because they can't see, but still they are coming for the Islahi Jalsa. So this is also another effort that they have made. And mashallah, there are many other areas also. So Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. Let us increase our efforts. It's just coming Jumu'ah, and especially at those who are amongst us here, we should try to make effort, inshallah, that the whole weekend, that 48 hours only it is, we should try to be here for the full 48 hours, make a word of qurbani and sacrifice, and as much brothers as possible, we try to bring them with us also, inshallah.
دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ. دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ. کوئی بتائے دریاؤں کو ایسی روانی کس نے دی, کس نے چمکتا دن بخشا یہ رات سہانی کس نے دی, ننے منے پودوں کو گلشن میں جوانی کس نے دی,
وہ یکتا قدرت بھی رکھتا ایسا ہے میرا اللہ ایسا ہے میرا اللہ الا 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 اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ کرے عرض کو گردش میں یوں زیر فلک رکھا کس نے سورج چاند ستاروں میں یہ نور و چمک رکھا کس نے لیلہ کے فانی چہرے پر ایسا نمک رکھا کس نے خالق حسن کی ہر لحظہ ہے شان نئی سبحان اللہ الا 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 اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ کیا کیجئے لبریز جب ان کی الفت کا پیمانہ ہو عقل کی زنجیروں کو توڑے عشق میں یوں دیوانہ ہو غیروں کا کیا ذکر جب اپنے آپ سے ہی بیگانہ ہو نشہ عشق الہی یارو چیز ہی ایسی ہے واللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم الحمدللہ رب العالمین والصلاۃ والسلام علی اشرف الانبیاء والمرسلین سیدنا محمد وعلی آلہ وصحبہ اجمعین اللہم لک الحمد کلہ ولک الشکر کلہ ولیک یرجع الامر کلہ لا نحصی ثناء علیک انت کما اثنیت علی نفسک ربنا آتنا فی الدنیا حسنۃ وفی الآخرۃ حسنۃ وقنا عذاب النار ربنا لا تؤاخذنا ان نسینا واخطأنا ربنا ولا تحمل علینا اصرا کما حملته علی الذین من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقۃ لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا ارحمنا انت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.